Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Home Sweet Home, written by Mandy Magro and read by Miranda Nation. Her heart heavy, Sienna read the cheery saying printed on the coffee mug in her hand. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. She hated the saying, especially today. Today was her 30th birthday. The age she'd envisioned she'd have all that she longed for, all that she needed. It was hard to accept that in a split second, those dreams had been turned upside down. That she'd lost both her husband and their unborn baby that fateful day, and her life was never going to be the same again. She knew she should be grateful for the fact that she and Zara still had their lives, but it was a tough task. The passing of time had taught her many things. How the deep ache of loss didn't seem to lessen. How the bottomless pit of loneliness only intensified. How the grip of fear in the dark of night stole her breath as she tried to make herself believe she wasn't failing as a mother because she was drowning in her heartache. She wondered if there was a heaven, and if there was, had their unborn baby gone with Zach there that fateful night? She could already feel Zach becoming more and more a part of her past and not her future. The worn tiles were so cold upon her bare feet that for the umpteenth time she considered grabbing her slippers, but once again found herself distracted. The warmth from the bright sunlight pouring through the window and flooding the room sent a skitter of goosebumps all over her. Closing her eyes to block out her dreary view of the neighbouring apartment block, she allowed herself the luxury of envisaging herself standing on the property she was meant to be calling home. A seemingly never-ending paddock, with nothing and nobody to be seen for miles. The earthy scent of the land she so longed to own encompassing her. Since she was a little girl, she'd wanted this. She longed to go back to her roots. With Zach by her side, becoming a country dweller once more had once seemed a reachable dream, but now it was a fantasy. One she needed to find a way to let go of.